brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, I don't know whether to cry or just start laughing insanely. I really feel sorry for the Japanese folks. I want to pray for them. But a 7.6 magnitude quake rocks Japan. They were saying 7.3, and they're set for a big tsunami to hit the coast. Oh, man, pray for those folks. But this is really getting biblical. I mean, this is just... We were just weeks ago talking about another earthquake hitting Fukushima, and top scientists saying if that happens, look out because of the deteriorating situation. Let's go back to Eric in Canada. Eric, so you're playing Grand Theft Auto. Every video game, and I'm not a big gamer, but every video game I read about or I see in the news, it demonizes gun owners, patriots, Christians. They're always the terrorists. They're child molesters. It's all over every show. The murdering, you know, killer is the good guy, the Christian's the terrorist, and this is what's going on, not just here, but in shows in England and in Europe, it's the same thing. So, yes, this is a propaganda operation, clearly. Go ahead and finish up. What did you see on Grand Theft Auto?
When I was playing it, the one character is a crazy, like, Canadian, he's basically a terrorist because he's running around doing all these crimes, but he's working with a militia called Civil Border Patrol, and they do all sorts of, like, together as a unit, they do all sorts of, like, crimes and blow up things and stuff like that, and they're demonized throughout the game, too. It's pretty weird that happens in that game.
Sir, it's on, I'd say... It's about 90%+ of every video game, every cop show, every popular book, everything out there is cartoons. You know, Green Lantern fights the militia. That's the bad guy. Like Captain America fought the Nazis. Well, Captain America fights patriots now. This is social engineering. This is an all-out culture war. I mean, do you understand that? The Army officially admits that they were teaching that being an evangelical Christian is a arrestable offense. I mean, that is Soviet Union, sir. I mean, the government is run by absolute red terror criminals. God bless you. And what everybody should do is, because I can't cover all this, you should tape a clip of that or show a clip of it on your computer, put it on YouTube. Say Grand Theft Auto 4 or whatever it is demonizes patriots. It'll get seen by a bunch of people, then we can do a report. You get the HUMET off the state-run media and then respond to it. You have to battle it and then battle it, and then we'll talk about it. When you see the programming, you have to, A, respond to it, B, boycott it, C, speak out against it publicly, not just on cyberspace, and then do something against the enemy. All right, let's go to Sam in California. Welcome, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
I'm good, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you. So I wanted to first start off by saying, wow, I can't believe Japan just got hit again. That's ridiculous. This is stranger than fiction, literally. You couldn't make this stuff up. So I was trying to make a point about what the next step would be, knowing what's coming for all of us Americans and patriots. The only thing I can really see other than, you know, as far as peaceful means go, you know, people got to really, really double down on the family, and people have to stand around. If you're going to have a kid, you got to stand around to raise that kid. Men got to be men again. Women have to be ladies again. You got to reverse this whole this rapid descent into the darkness, man. It's terrible. There's no coming out of that, and so we got to reverse it. We can't proceed going forward. Can't be done. You're like a Paul Revere, you know. You're literally on the mic telling us redcoats are coming, body bags are coming, and you know, we got to double down on the family, and that's pretty much what I think.
You're right. God bless you. It's a great point, sir. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Army halts program that labeled Christians radical extremists, said that if they gave money to evangelical groups of the Tea Party, they would be court-martialed, violating their First Amendment. No, that's not the old Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. That's America. And we're going to a special guest who's heading up a group with Oliver Stone and others to try to draw bipartisan attention to the illegal NSA spying. Then your phone calls are coming up. But right now we need to go to Brian in Arizona. He's saying he's a military police. And he says, we've been sent footage before by military police and others, so I want this footage of them in briefings openly talking about gun confiscations. Now, that's now in the manuals that they're training to quarantine cities and towns and confiscate guns. We've had Navy SEALs on confirming it. We have the documents. We know that. But footage, not just in some Army manual, but footage could really, really hurt the folks that are trying to covertly prepare the military for basically civil war. Brian, obviously, you've got to go back in right now. Tell us as much as you can and how we get this footage, but describe it for us.
Okay, so I was in a briefing with FEMA. FEMA runs my old unit. I'm actually out now. I got out in September of this year. They were talking about suspension of the Constitution, Second and Fourth Amendment rights being taken away, and I openly ask them, are we going to take guns? He says no, but he says they will. It's clearly on the video. They will, talking about the FEMA guys with us. So that's the gist of the video. You could, I'm filming the floor because it kind of startled me when they said that they're going to suspend the Constitution under martial law, which is pretty scary to me.
Well, sir, you have a right when something's illegal like this. You should go public, give us your full name. We'll try to stand behind you and everything and come on the show and talk about it. Do you have any establishing video before you aim to the floor?
Now, you can see the soldiers' ACUs, and, I mean, I have training regarding FEMA camps. I probably have 3 or 4 soldiers who would come forward and talk about that, too.
All right, well, I'm ready to fly you all here right now, because here's the deal. I have all this in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp programs, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I have footage I shot of them training to do it and saying it's for Americans, but then saying, you know, later in the news it was for overseas. Of course, it's joint use. So it's on record. It's just that we need the soldiers themselves and the internal videos because for whatever reason, the whole world is a stage. Each of us players upon it. As Shakespeare said, it's the seeing it that makes people believe it. Can you just upload it to YouTube or how can you get us that video?
If you guys could give me like an address, I can mail you like a little thumb drive. I'll upload it to YouTube too, but I'm a little nervous. I don't know if I could get in trouble for it. That's why I didn't already do it.
Did they tell you it was a classified briefing?
No, the FEMA agents in there, or I don't know what you want to call them, the FEMA people, they don't have security clearances. So
oh, no, I mean, I already knew that, exactly, because I've aired FEMA training videos here. It's got to be 20 times over the years, saying the Founding Fathers are bad, all of that stuff. We're going to go after them. So the issue is if they're talking about just emergencies and it's in plain view, you morally can do whatever you want. I mean, they may down the road try to say you can't. I mean, they're saying you can't be a Christian. But we have to call them on it to back them off. I can't give you myself legal advice because I wasn't there and don't know what they said. But, no, they would say, as you know, this is a classified briefing under subsection such and such. Remember, you've signed agreements. You know, do not release this information. This is need to know. The folder you were given would say secret, top secret, or it would say restricted. I put out restricted stuff constantly, and I look at it, make a determination, but I don't think this was even restricted from what you're saying. So I would simply go to another site. If I was you personally, I would just upload it to a YouTube account, and I would use something like a proxy server when you go and sign up and do it. The problem is Google wants that owns YouTube wants that, but I mean, I'm not going to tell you what you should do. Because I already know what's in the manuals. People just need to see the video. I would just upload it and say who I was and be upfront saying I'm a good guy. I have nothing to hide. See, because they've got us in this. The troops that told me they were threatening to arrest Christians last year were scared to go public. Well, they finally went public, and now the Secretary of the Army has had to back off and say we're not going to do this anymore. So people need to know that FEMA is training to suspend the Constitution and confiscate firearms. What I can do, sir, is we have sub-YouTube accounts. If you know how to do it, because I could just listen to you, I trust you, and plus we have sub-accounts. I can have one of my guys, Rob Dew, walk you through uploading it to our account. How's that sound?
That sounds good. I want to get the word out there because I talk to people about it. Like, I've seen it. I understand it. And they're like, oh, that's crazy talk. But I want them to hear them say the Constitution will be suspended and they will take guns. They would be FEMA in our meeting.
Well, as you know, it was FBI, ATF, and auxiliary police. The Army would run security in Katrina, and it was units under FEMA that did the gun grabbing.
I know. I asked him about that. They say, we won't take them. I said, but what about in Katrina? He said, well, that was a different story.
Well, I would upload, plus they'll say it's out of context, I would upload a large chunk of it a couple minutes before, a few minutes after. If I was you, I'd just come out. This is your choice. But, we'll arrest you if you're a Christian, a mainline Christian. I mean, if you were a weirdo group, you shouldn't arrest people. I mean, this is just, we've got to stand and say, we're not bad, you're bad. I'm going to put you on hold, give us your name and number. We'll keep that secret unless you don't want it to be secret. And then I will have Rob Dew call you as soon as you're ready. We're ready to do the upload. So let's set that appointment, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Greg, put him on hold. Double-check his number. Give it to Rob Dew. This is maximum level importance. I want this uploaded immediately. Dovetail it with other FEMA videos we have in context and the training manual. That will deal with the cognitive dissonance when the infiltrators try to say it's fake. All right, let's move on to the next issue. The NSA, I've got a bunch of breaking news on that, but since he's been holding with that breaking news, Ben Dornberg, you've probably heard, there is a national movement, Variety's reporting on it. Oliver Stone, John Cusack, warn against NSA surveillance, and I really like Oliver Stone for his courage on JFK, but also saying Obama is a snake worse than Bush because he's able to get stuff over on people. As Cynthia McKinney says, a more effective of evils. And he joins us to talk about this big demonstration that's coming up. Ben Dornberg of rally.stopwatchingus.us. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Well, you've got the floor, sir. Tell us about what's coming up and why your group has coalesced around the Fourth Amendment.
Absolutely. So the Rally Against Mass Surveillance, which is rally.stopwatching.us, is going to be the largest rally in U.S. history against surveillance and for our right to privacy. And so it's literally hundreds of groups. So we've got everyone from the ACLU to Reddit to Young Americans for Liberty and the Libertarian Party. So the rally is going to be in D.C. at noon tomorrow at Union Station. And we've got NSA whistleblowers speaking. Someone's going to be reading a new statement from Edward Snowden, who endorsed the rally. We're going to have Thomas Drake, Representative Justin Amash, who was the libertarian congressman who introduced the bill that almost cut funding for the NSA's phone record program, and as well as a whole lot of other speakers. So it's, you know, if you're going to take a few hours out of your life to do anything on the NSA issue and try and get them to stop surveilling every American, this is the time to do it.
Certainly, and now we learn that it's public figures all over the world for blackmailing purposes. We learn this is something that makes the Stasi blush. What do you personally think of, from just a year ago, you were a kook if you said we're being spied on, to now we know Edward Snowden has exposed everything is basically recorded?
Yeah, well, that's why this rally is so important, because, you know, before it was a thing where, yeah, some of us knew that things like this were going on, and it was, people were called kooks, and now it's at the point where now everyone knows it's going on, and if we don't take a stand now, then I think the takeaway is going to be that, oh, the American people must be okay with this, and, you know, we can't live in a free country if every action, every website we visit, every email we send, phone call we make is being surveilled. It's not compatible with the Constitution, and it's not compatible with the kind of life that we want to live.
Well, as you said, silence is consent. They will set the precedent for this. We've got to have people prosecuted. You've got bipartisan folks coming out like Marco Rubio, today it's up on Infowars.com, Dianne Feinstein last week, saying, it's no big deal, everything gets spied on, big deal. It's like, oh, you know, it's big deal, you know, everybody knows the Nazis spy on you. I mean, it's so unprecedented how they're trying to hide all this in plain view.
Yeah, well, Dianne Feinstein said that this wasn't surveillance, what they're doing, and Edward Snowden actually came straight out and just said, you know, what are you talking about? But that's so that this coalition, the Stop Watching Us coalition, that's, we have three things that we're asking for. One is to make it explicitly illegal for these sort of blanket surveillance programs. And then step two, what you're talking about is accountability for public officials who've lied to Congress or to the American people. So when you look at, you know, for me personally, I think one of the most upsetting things is just watching that video of General Clapper straight lying to the Senate. And with no consequences, you know, he didn't even lose his job, let alone, you know, it's a crime to lie to Congress. So I think, you know, people are outraged. And so it's just a question of, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, it's, you know, you can't just stay on cyberspace. You got to, you know, get up and you know, take to the streets and do something about it. So, you know, I hope everyone on the East Coast is able to make it to D.C. You know, like I said, it's rally.stopwatching.us, and this is going to be the biggest rally against surveillance in the history of the United States.
And after you leave us, we got one more segment where we're going to play that video clip, a very, very powerful little three-minute report. But again, tell folks the date who aren't in cyberspace by choice. Tell folks the date of the rally again.
Yes. So it is tomorrow, Saturday, at noon at Union Station in D.C. And for more information, rally.stopwatching.us. Thanks so much for having me, Alex.
No, you bet. You bet. Thank you so much. Well, hold on. I want to come right back to you and have a few other questions. Then we're going to play that clip because I want to talk about people that aren't on the East Coast. If you can't go tomorrow, call the media, make them be there. That's what's really important. So I want to come back and ask you a few more questions. Stay with us.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My friend, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We're back live. Final segment with our guests. Your phone calls are coming up directly at the start of the next segment. And then the other news I haven't gotten to yet. New news. Fox News is finally reporting an hour later on the tsunami news, or 45 minutes later, 7.3, some are saying 7.6, that hit off the coast of Fukushima prefecture state And we'll know, I guess, in the next hour or so if a big tsunami hits. They're telling people in coastal areas to evacuate. And there's really no news in the U.S. on this right now. On Fox TV, they just mentioned it for 5 seconds out there. And, of course, you know this all blows over directly on us. And it's still melting down and worse than ever. And many experts just a few weeks ago were saying if it hits with another earthquake of the same magnitude or near it, I mean, we're talking total meltdown of all those fuel rods. It'll make Chernobyl look like a gift. And Chernobyl, the UN estimates, killed 1 million people since 1986 from radiation. I mean, this is incredible. And at a certain point, I mean, just protecting your thyroid isn't enough, folks. If this continues, I'm going to have to move my kids to the southern hemisphere. I'm not kidding. Everybody just bathing the radiation. Ann Coulter says it's good for you. George Monbiot says it's okay. Why don't they go live in Fukushima with all the dying kids and people? This is incredible. Ben Dornberg, a national chair, Restore the Fourth, grassroots national movement to end NSA mass surveillance. There's a video we're going to play later after he leaves us called Stop Spying on Us. What's the exact name of it, guys? Stop Watching Us. And you know, he even corrected me. It was worse than what I said when I paraphrased her as saying the spying's no big deal. She said something even more Orwellian, Dianne Feinstein, a couple days ago. She said, this is not surveillance. This is the very essence of the purest surveillance without a warrant. That's surveillance. It's just it's warranted surveillance. This is unwarranted mass dragnet, and it is incredible living in 1984, my friend.
It's just, you know, we didn't think this was, you know, I didn't think people would with a straight face, you know, claim that this isn't surveillance. I mean, it is crazy, but you know, I think what we're really seeing is with this coalition, you know, there are a lot of groups in the United States that are influential and just aren't going to stand for it. And so I think you're seeing a really interesting alliance between traditional civil liberties groups like the ACLU, internet freedom groups like the EFF, and Mozilla, as well as libertarian groups like Young Americans for Liberty and Students for Liberty and Libertarian Party. And, you know, I think as well as my group, Restore the Fourth. And I think what you're going to see is that there is this coalition forming of people who aren't going to stand for this.
Well, I agree. And as you mentioned, there's going to be free market solutions as huge inventions get rolled out. And fortunes are made countering this. Mozilla's light beam tool will expose who is looking over your shoulder on the web. So many other exciting things being developed. So, you know, the fact that this has been exposed and that now they have to admit this is happening, I think this is the beginning of the end. Plus, their spying is so great. The new data center keeps catching on fire. Literally, the lines are burning up. They're stealing so much data.
Yeah, well, you'll love this, Alex. So the Restore the Fourth Utah chapter, actually, you know how you can do adopt a highway?
Yes.
They adopted the highway right outside the NSA's data center.
So, I saw that, so
there's a sign that says Restore the Fourth, and they get to go out there in their T-shirts and hold signs while they pick up trash. So, you know, that's the thing is there's so many problems. You know, it's immoral what they're doing. It's unconstitutional. It doesn't even fit the laws that they're claiming it fits under, and it also doesn't work. I mean, we've seen, you know, time and time again that when you try and throw this amount of data in one place, you can't figure anything out from it. You're just avalanched in data, and apparently, you know, the hardware can't even handle it. So you know, it doesn't work. It's illegal. It's immoral. It's unconstitutional. And so I think this rally is going to be the first step in really.
And then meanwhile, big banks are laundering drug money, not getting in trouble. All this corruption's hiding in plain view, and they won't do anything about that. They're using it to try to control markets. They're giving it to select corporations. It's the industrial sabotage and the unfair trade advantage of the Fortune 100 being able to get this data, and that's on record. That's the real lawsuits right there.
We've seen that we're spying on other countries, not just their military leaders, not just their presidents, but also on their businesses, you know, for economic advantage. And so, you know, I think many times when these programs get defended as being against terrorism, you know, they're also being used for economic advantages and for political advantages.
I totally agree. Plus, the globalists around our country aren't even giving us, the American people, the fruits of the stolen data. They're offshoring the stuff they steal from the Europeans to China. It's amazing. Well, we want to cover, obviously, Sunday when I'm back on, what you do tomorrow. And folks can find out about the demonstration in D.C.
Yeah, so can I just real quickly, folks can watch the live stream of the rally tomorrow on the rally website. And if people want a T-shirt or they want to chip in a few bucks on rally.stopwatching.us, there's an Indiegogo campaign that people can contribute to and get a T-shirt.
All right, Godspeed, Ben. We're going to get an update from you soon. Thank you. We're going to come back with your phone calls and a lot more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, and we're fighting the tyranny.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their hearts, the children start to march. A revolution against the globalist revolutionaries who wish to overthrow reality and set themselves on the throne of God. Blaspheming defilers who were destined to fail from the foundation of the earth. Their attempt to enslave humanity is only the fire to test our mettle in God's great forge. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going right back to your phone calls now. And then I'm going to get to other news like 911 calls. Woman killed by Capitol Police. thought the feds were tracking her. Well, yes, she ran into a checkpoint, as we now know, barely bumped it, ran away from them, and was scared in a panic, so they killed her. And how dare her be scared? I mean, if she would have got a parking ticket, they'd have taken her in for a proctology exam, as they now do. Land of the free, home of the brave. Hoorah. Let's go ahead now and go back to the phone calls. Let us talk to Ben in Missouri. Ben, you're on the air worldwide, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going today?
Going pretty good, my friend.
As am I. I just wanted to say I received my Nathan Iodine and my stack of InfoWars magazines. First of all, I wanted to share with the listeners that the Iodine, it tastes great. It tastes like honey.
By the way, sir, we've not been screening calls. I want to be sure. This is because, I mean, did we screen your call when you called in?
No. He just asked me what the topic was, and here I am on the air.
And that's just so they can, if you want to volunteer it, I can just get an idea of what you want to talk about. But we go to everybody here on air, unless sometimes I say it's on a particular topic, and then they've got to say, yeah, I'm a military person, or I'm a firefighter, or I'm a school teacher, or I'm a doctor, you know, giving their take on Obamacare or something. But 9 times out of 10, it's totally unscreened, because we're getting huge listener feedback, loving the iodine. And listen, I didn't mean to do a plug right now. I don't want you to be able to talk about it. I don't know if it's going to be positive or negative, but go ahead and give us your review. Go ahead, Ben. Give us your review. You want to talk about the iodine?
Well, I just got it. It tastes great. Like I said, but actually, the main thing that I wanted to talk about was one of the reoccurring themes that I always hear people call up and say, what can I do, Alex? What can I do? And this is totally, it's kind of ironic that I'm actually almost plugging another product, but I had this experience the other day. It's the first time that I've gotten a stack of magazines from you guys. And it's not like I've got a bunch of extra money, but one of the things that I always go back to is the one thing that everybody can do is obviously live the best, the cleanest, and work to be a force of good in all facets of your life. And the second thing is to unlock people's minds as much as you possibly can. So I figured, you know, this is the easy way for me to go ahead and do that. So I got my package in the mail with the iodine and the magazines, and so I went to Starbucks because I know that that would be a good place to sit them around, and then hopefully there are some open-minded people there who would be able to, you know, read the magazine, enjoy it. Some will take it for what it is, and maybe I'll unlock their minds. Some people might just throw it in the trash. But so I go into Starbucks with 5 copies of the magazine because I want to spread them out all over town, right? So I go into Starbucks. I set one down on a couple of the tables, and then I set 3 down on the community book center, you know, if you will, of my local Starbucks here.
And by the way, we sell them at cost, and they're big and colorful and flashy, so that people can get them in bulk if they want and give them to people. And so that's the whole point. And will we save the world with that? No, but it's one more little thing. Notice how they want to make us immoral. They want to dumb us down. They want to break the family up. They want to make us dependent. You do the opposite of what they want. That's how you defeat them. It's very simple. And you're right. It's all of us doing little things. So to make a long story short, what happened?
I put them down, and I kind of just watched them out of the corner of my eye. I went up to the counter, ordered my coffee, and I saw 2 people pick up the magazines almost instantly. And they hadn't seen me put them down there, so nobody really knew who had put them down. So the first person was this older lady. She took it. She looked at the cover, kind of confused look on her face, looked at the back cover of Prozac, the Killer Clown, and then she took it over the table, sat down, and started reading it. And I tell you what, thinking about it now and even that, it gave me goosebumps because, you know, maybe it was because of what I did that I unlocked this woman's mind. Now, then we had the polar opposite happen, and I'm hopefully I'm going to be able to channel your NPR liberal, phony liberal voice.
Oh.
You're so NPR.
Candy, puppy,
right.
Get in the car.
Here we are, trendy. So she takes one look and you know, in typical liberal fashion, she judges the book by its cover. She sees what's on the outside and she goes, oh my God, look at what somebody left here. Oh my God, what is this? Oh, she takes it up to the counter of the Starbucks and she's
burn this. Oh, arrest whoever did it. If troops love Jesus, arrest them. That's liberal.
So what does she do?
She gave it to the manager behind the counter. Oh, look what it says. Oh, my God. Oh, geez. I can't believe this. The manager takes a look at it and pulls it in half and throws it in the trash. Now, luckily, they didn't notice the rest of the copies that I had left around the place. And the woman who was reading the magazine actually saw the entire thing happen, and she kept reading it, and she read that magazine from the time that I was, from the time that I ordered my coffee to the time they made it, the time that I walked out the door.
And by the way, we can show people the cover of the magazine. It's a skull, and it says Obamacare. And I mean, Time Magazine and stuff has stuff way more provocative than that, but the fact that it criticized the Lord and Savior, that's not allowed, because these are people are authoritarians. Simply amazing. And so, but I'll bet you money after you left, they dug that out of the trash and probably got passed around and read five times more.
See, I know all the people at Starbucks, and I talk to them because they have the stack of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the local St. Louis Rag, the Post-Dispatch. And I always, like, take one of the covers, and I show it to them, and I kind of snicker and say, you know, this is actually, you know, not the way it is, and... you know, it's this way. And so the people at Starbucks know that, know who I am and what I'm all about. And, you know, usually, you do kind of see a lot of people who are slightly more intelligent, I think, than your normal average American in there. So,
well, brother, if people can't afford, you know, buying magazines, $1 a piece, 64 page, big color glossy to give them to friends and family. And I appreciate your call. Great story. That's why you can do a two-sided print at a print shop for like a cent a piece or less, isn't it? And you could go get 100 copies of a flyer with warning, this is happening, and then some websites and leave those out, and it's even more devastating for your bang for your buck. The magazine is made after you've read it to leave it at a dental office, leave it at a haircutting place, because you know the magazines send them free there because they get read a bunch of times. So you go to the dental office, leave one. When you go to church, leave one. When you go to a restaurant, leave one. That's why we got 10 packs up to 100 packs at cost. But even if you can't even afford that, it doesn't matter. Just speak out to people. Or when you're at the counter, you know, talk about, hey, all this sugar gum actually has aspartame. But you know that gives you, makes you go blind? They count on us just getting in line. If we all just start speaking out, it's over. It's over. And same thing. Oh, you're teaching that if you're in the Tea Party or if you give money to the Tea Party, you're going to be court-martialed. We're going to make a big deal out of that. And the Army goes, okay, we're reversing that. Well, that's not enough. There needs to be congressional investigations. Who should arrest people if they're an evangelical Christian? I mean, Cuba wasn't that bad. If you were a Christian in Cuba, they would kind of let you be one halfway. I mean, this is just... I mean, this is unbelievable. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's talk to Alan in Delaware. Alan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. So good to be back with you. I just want to tell you, man, I don't have to ask you how you're doing. You're doing a fantastic bang-up job. You know, I want to just tell you as a testimonial to this nation iodine, I turned 56 2 days ago. I got this stuff 2 weeks ago. My REM sleep... and I'm not lying, because I don't lie. I don't have time for that BS. I have had full 8-hour, full REM sleep every night for the past
five. I was about to say, Dr. Group doesn't like to say too much about this special atomic iodine, you know, that's made with all the gas and the electricity and the secret, you know, patented way they do it. There's nothing else like it. Other iodine tastes like rocket fuel, folks, and it's quite frankly poisonous, the stuff you get from the store. This stuff that's National Academy of Sciences listed is one of a kind. I did my research. I brought you the best product. That's why it's sold out. People can pre-order it. It'll be back in a few weeks. And I'm not trying to get people calling about it. I mean, we just really promote good stuff. Gucciardi today goes, my God, I took two of the droppers of this, which you're not supposed to do, folks. Follow the indications and also talk to a physician before you take it, okay? He goes, man, I just went to basically, he said, the wildest dreams. And that's what Group says. I'm not going to get into all the stuff Group says. So, look, point is, try it. We haven't gotten any complaints. The only complaint is if you take a lot of it like I am, you'll start detoxing. Stuff starts coming out of your skin, starts coming out other places. And then, if I take a lot of it, sometimes it can give me a little bit of a stomach ache because it's detoxing. And Dr. Group warned that would happen. But as bad as I treat myself, and I still look like a toad, but people can really see the difference. I mean, it's amazing. But that's why the elite puts the stuff in the same periodic table, the borane, the chlorine, the fluoride in there, because it literally blocks all your key glands. That's why we call it Survival Shield, because it doesn't just detox you. It blocks all this other crud because it's electrical, and it goes around grabbing all that stuff. But I'm ranting. Tell me what it's doing to you.
Well, Alex, what it's done at 56 years old, my sight has gotten clearer. I'm just stating a fact here. No joke, no BS, no aspartame, Diet Coke, no crap for the last 2.5 months. I've dropped 30 pounds. As an ex-bodybuilder, I'm starting to define. But let's get back to what we were talking about earlier with Fukushima. I've been looking at this for the last 2 days, brother, and I will tell you something. It's so weird that I get on the phone with you, and a half an hour ago they report a 7.4 magnitude. What do you think about GE in China with the EMP systems and being on the fault lines of the earth, of the ring of fire, and wanting to take out Japan as a staunch American ally?
Well, sir, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. The last time they had Fukushima, the national media attacked me and said that I said it was a tsunami bomb. That is not what I said. I said it was in the London Telegraph and in the Australian, it's called The Australian newspaper. About 10 years ago, they declassified a plan to have tsunami bombs to attack the Eastern Soviet Union or Japan after World War II. And they actually tested a tsunami bomb off the coast of some island chain in the South Pacific. I forget. The point is that anybody can type in Pentagon developed tsunami bombs. You'll get London Telegraph. That was the latest article that I was covering then, and then the White House-run media groups came out and said that I said it was that. I am not saying, Rachel Maddow, not that you even hurt me, but you're just such liars, you'll take it out of context. I am not saying the new tsunami today and the new 7.6 or 7.3, it varies, earthquake was man-made. I'm saying these technologies exist, and it's suspicious. And actually, I'll search it. Let me just go over here. If you type in man-made tsunami or Pentagon plans man-made tsunami for Japan, that was after World War II, you can pull it up. Let me see. Or while I go to a caller, I'll pull that up. Just like I said, there are weather weapons. Probably wasn't a weather weapon that hit Oklahoma City, but they do have weather weapons. That's mainline news. And then they said that I said it was a weather weapon. So it's but yeah, it is a little suspicious that it's the same spot over and over again. But it is Japan. They build their houses out of paper and balsa wood for a reason. I mean, they built it on a fault line, one of the biggest, most active. In fact, I think they say it's arguably the most active volcano area in the world in Japan where they built this sucker. But I'm going to find it. Let's go ahead and go to Big Ben. Big Ben, you're on the air.
Am I on?
You are. Yep, you sure are.
First of all, I just want to say you saved my life. You really did. And I am really grateful that I found your show. You realize more people need to see your damn show. I'm still trying to get my family to see your show.
Sir, it's on record that they put fluoride in the water that's highly electrical to block the pineal and the thyroid and to attack the pancreas on record. They say they do it. White House science czar says they do it to hurt you. I mean, of course everybody's zombies. Of course your family can't listen to you. They're 60 years under chemical warfare. They're blessed they can even tie their shoelaces. And I'm not being mean. Look, the globalists wanted to take us. They first had to poison us. By the way, I found the article. Just type in tsunami bomb. Don't click news because it's old. Click web and you'll get it. Tsunami bomb tested off New Zealand coast. The United States and New Zealand conducted secret tests of tsunami bombs designed to destroy coastal cities by using underwater blasts to trigger massive tidal waves using hydrogen boom booms. And it goes on, the tests were conducted, and then it breaks it all down. So there you go. Now, they will take that out of context and say that I made it up and said that a bomb did this today. Because they are hitting an audience they know are under chemical warfare. I mean, everybody at that level's in on it. I mean, they love it. It's a big joke to them. These are not liberals. These are savage, hardcore enemy soldiers. Okay? I mean, I'm not just saying that. They are enemy soldiers. Enemy soldiers, period. I've broken my conditioning. I know who they are. Enemies. I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. Just go ahead and make your point.
That, you know, I used to be an Obamacare supporter, and the reason I was an Obamacare supporter was, first of all, I thought it was a big joke, and I thought, oh, okay, everyone, this is just one big joke. Everyone's joking around about it. But then it started getting really serious. I'm like, wait, they're actually serious. Are they smoking crack? And then it was like, this is insane. It didn't make any sense whatsoever. And I then started supporting it just to, you know, just for the sake of, well, maybe I should just die, you know, maybe, you know, since everyone else around me is supporting it, you know, then obviously it's not for me. And, you know,
No. That's group psychology. Just because everybody else is jumping off the cliff, you don't have to. Go out and help others and help those that don't want to die. Move on from those that want to crawl in their hole. Feel sorry for them. Warn them. Try to move on. So don't ever do that. You're not thinking about hurting yourself, are you?
Sleep. I listen to you while I'm going to sleep, you know.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you and figure out exactly what you're saying. Don't hang up, Big Ben. And Shawana in Kentucky and others, we're going to get to everybody coming up. Stay with us.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
See us killing one another. I'll be hosting the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, on Friday night. I'll have a lot of breaking news on the tsunami. I'm going to go back to Big Ben here in a minute because it sounded like he said, I don't know if I should go on living. This is the great challenge. This is when you want to be alive facing all this evil. This is what it's all about. Anthony Gucciardi, in the last few weeks, has been talking about the record number of typhoons. They call them hurricanes in our side of the world. They're typhoons on the other side. And they get up to over 200 miles an hour and are much more devastating because the Pacific's obviously bigger. So a Pacific megastorm is a typhoon, and Atlantic is a hurricane. They've got a huge one. Here's the RT story. Fukushima moves radioactive water as it braces for Typhoon Francisco, and on top of it, a 7.6 or 7.3, there's different reports, just went off the coast about an hour and 10 minutes ago, and they're evacuating for that. I hope nothing's going to hit them. I guess we'll find out in the next 30 minutes or so. But my point is that what a horrible place. And you were saying during the break, while I drug you in, or you're saying this is either divine or it's devilish. And my whole point is there's the article, tsunami bomb tested off New Zealand coast. All I'm saying is this stuff does exist. And so MSNBC has no right to attack me, even though they're deceptive about what is admitted to be going on.
Well, the thing is, this is such a perfect storm. I mean, not is it just a typhoon, this Typhoon Francisco coming in, and they're already bracing for it, saying, yeah, the radioactivity is insane. It's going to go in the ocean. It's going to go everywhere with this typhoon. But then the typhoon is mixing with this weird cold weather streak that's up there. So it's gaining mass. It's gaining power. That's going to come in anyway and attack Fukushima. But then we have this weird earthquake that continues to be upgraded. It was 6.8, then it was 7.3. Now they're saying 7.6. Who knows what it actually is? That hits, and now they're saying a tidal wave is going to hit along Fukushima. So we already have the typhoon, and now we have an earthquake and a tidal wave. I mean, what's next? I mean, is a star going to fall on Fukushima? I mean, this is the perfect storm of events that are converging on Fukushima right now.
Oh, wormwood. All right, talking about stars falling. Thank you, yeah. Anthony. We'll get more tonight on the nightly news. Thank you so much. Folks, all I know is that is why we have been warning people over and over again with what's happening in the northern hemisphere, with the radiation levels more than double, to protect your thyroid. That's what got me into the modafinilin that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what got me into trying to find the best nascent iodine, talking to all the top scientists and doctors and folks, and then rediscovering Dr. Group, who's right here in Texas, and finding this patented iodine that's sold out. And it is just everybody trying to take care of themselves. I sell water filters because they're the water filters I use. I sell modafinilin and nascent iodine because it's the products I use and I believe in. You just heard those testimonials of spontaneous people calling in. Maybe I should screen calls. We don't have all those testimonials because we got news to cover. It sounds ridiculous, but that's really how good all this stuff is. And it's not a silver bullet, though. It's just something to mitigate it. Other than moving to the southern hemisphere, it just shows the insanity of what we're dealing with. So InfoWarsStore.com to find the modafinilin that we do have in stock that has the natural nascent iodine in it. So that's InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, the radiation levels are up with reactors leaking here. They don't care anymore. Everything's just falling apart with the spirit of evil that's taken everything over. The bureaucrats don't even care anymore. They're just delusional. They're just dancing the radiation. They have the troops using the DU. They just don't care. Real fast, finishing up with Ben, then I'll go into overdrive and take those other calls. Ben, you're not saying you're going to hurt yourself and feel like there's nothing, you know, in life left, are you? Because you have a job to wake up others and protect innocence. Okay, so you're not saying you're feeling like ending it all, are you?
No. For the longest time, I was feeling really depressed. I really just wanted to die. And then I came across your show. I found out that, hey, there are other people that, you know, see the truth. And, you know, I had trouble sleeping at night, and now I put on your show, you know, and go to sleep today, you know, listening to you, and I'm able to, you know, go to sleep, you know.
Good, good, because our show's about getting a fight back in you and taking action.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.